This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Oh, hey there. Can I read a couple of croc text?
Sure.
By the way, we have a live text here. It's 303-22-ALICE. It's also our phone number, but you can also text it, which is an amazing marvel of technology.
It is. Jamie says that no man should ever wear white Crocs,
ever.
Unless you're a nurse in the hospital.
Ever. Somebody says, not only that, Jamie, but no man should ever be seen in Crocs of any color unless they're shower shoes camping. But otherwise, ugh, they only look good on little kids, nurses, or the elderly.
You don't get that. Crocs because they look good. You get them because they're comfortable.
Yeah, but you're not going to wear them in public.
What? Plenty of people like wear give up clothes in public.
Give up clothes?
Yeah.
I just put my head around that. It took me a minute.
Look
but that is, in fact, what those are.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love them, though. And they're right here in Colorado.
No, Spadil, right? You got some common sense there, buddy.
They're a $3 billion company.
They are.
Yeah.
I think they're great.
Do you know there's go ahead.
In fact, if you remember when Crocs first came out, we all thought that was going to be just a trend that comes and goes. There's no way this company is going to be in business making plastic shoes with holes in them that's going to continue. And look at them now.
Look at them.
Now they've signed this NFL deal, and it's done. Now they're going to really take off.
Did you know that there's a guy, his name is the Croc King, and he had his name legally changed to Croc King?
Wow.
And he owns 3,706 pair.
Dang.
Yeah.
3,000 pair of Crocs.
Mm-hmm. Almost 4,000. Yep. So he's the Croc King. Had his name changed and everything.
Yeah.
Somebody said, no, leave BJ alone. He'll look so sexy in white Crocs.
Sure would. My wife has a pair. I slide them on here and there.
Do you know that they...
I sneak them. When she's out of the house, I'll go upstairs, waddle my way over, and slip into
it. She's never caught you wearing her Crocs?
Mm-mm. She found a scuff on one once. Yeah. Blame me.
But do you like how your toes look in between the holes?
I do.
Yeah, you can just peek down at a toe.
Yeah. Every now and then, you'll get like a little hair off the toe that'll stick out of those holes.
Oh, my God. That's
kind
so nasty.
Comforting. It's very comforting.
And if you want to be cool, you like put the strap down in the back.
Yes.
Yeah, they're convertibles.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, you're like, that's right. Mm-hmm. I'm free footing.
Congratulations to Crocs.
Yeah, man. Right.
That's a great deal. The NFL.
That's a good deal. It says Crocs gave every single student in Boulder Valley School District shoes last year a free pair of Crocs. Wow, that's nice of them.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool, isn't it? Man. Oh, well. Can't have plastic you know, bags, but you can have Crocs.
If you can give every single student one at Boulder Valley, you could send a size 10 down here for me.
Oh, my God.
Cheap Crocs.
This is where we're talking about you being cheap.
Yeah.
This is the cheap aspect
Crocs.
Of you.
For free
size
Crocs.
10.
Yeah, kidding. My God.
Really a 9.5, but I figure round it up.
Yeah, I don't know if they do have, do they?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, all right, let's see here. Spindle, I have bad news for you.
What?
It says that any man who is over the age of 30, never been married, never been engaged, or never had kids is a red flag. Or frag.
Oh, that's a Crocs, Colby.
What? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Turn
it off.
Trying to turn it on.
Oh, my God. You do deserve white Crocs.
There we go. There we go.
Anyway, it says any man that doesn't have kids, that has never been engaged or has never been married over the age of 30 is a gigantic red flag.
Just that in itself? Is there more reason why?
Those
three reasons.
I guess I'm just a walking red flag then.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah. Guess I'll just never find love.
If you keep reading, they list fake hair. Fake teeth.
No, yeah. Actually, they said...
They list all that, too.
Then they said... Here's another weird one. They said, but that's also because now if you're over 30, 30-year-old and over men are not getting married anymore, and they aren't even dating.
Yeah.
That's so bizarre to me.
I mean, I would date someone if they wanted to go on a date. I just, run into enough people.
Well, you're working all the time.
That's very true. Yeah.
Yeah, you should... never see a female.
No. They don't come to the paintball field. So,
no.
Yeah.
In the dispensary.
No.
Should we set him up on the show?
There's no hot women at the lab.
There's only three of us. There's me and two other dudes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sword fight.
Maybe you start dating one of the dudes.
No. We're going to find him a nice girl. All right, so if you're caller 10.
Oh, no, we've tried that before.
Not
caller 10, but, I mean, he's hooked up with people from the show.
We have? I haven't remembered. Oh, it hasn't gone
well. Bar Bingo, remember Liz?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, but that was tragedy.
Yeah. She just wanted to hear her name on the radio.
Yeah, so that's the thing. You can't want to just hear your name on the radio. If you're a nice person and you want a nice boy... And who's smart and he's good looking, he works out, he's good all the way around, just a good human.
Bad angle.
Okay, what's yours?
If you want to hear your name on the radio, date Spadil, okay?
If you want to be part of the show.
Yeah, let's stick to what works. Because the other doesn't work. We've tried. We've seen it. If you want to be a star on the BJ and Jenny Morning Show, and you're just, let's say, on a scale of 1 to 10, let's say you're 5.
Oh,
we'll
my
take,
God.
We'll take you at this point. We're desperate. We are desperate.
I'm better looking than a 5, man. Come on.
I'd say take a 3.
Oh, my God.
I'm with Carson.
What is this?
Right now, 3 works.
Oh,
3
no.
works. And if we get a 5, we'll swap into 3.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
First of all, no woman calls herself a 3. Nobody. Nobody. Everybody goes from 7 to 10. And nobody calls themselves 10.
We'll be the judge of the number, okay?
Most women will say they're between a 7 and a 9.
And if we get a 3, and we get a 6 after that, we'll swap them out.
Yeah.
We'll work our way up the chart.
All right.
I don't think we'll top more than a 7, but we'll see.
Okay, so text us at 303-22-ALICE. Again, it's 303-22-ALICE. Text us and tell us a little bit about yourself.
If you want to be a star, you want your name on the radio, and you're willing to go out with him, then boom.
Nice guy, smart guy, attractive guy.
And give us your number, too, between 1 and 10, okay? Be honest.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're looking for at least a 6.
I'm telling you, most women just call themselves between a 7 and a 9.
They do?
Yeah, nobody will go below that.
Yeah, there's a lot of liars out there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Yeah. All right, what would we call Taylor?
6.
Really?
Maybe.
What would you call her?
I'd go... 8.5.
Wow.
I'd go with like 7.5, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll say 6. A very pasty 6.
Well, I know, but her latest album cover.
You gotta love that picture. Yeah.
That, look at her rump.
5.5.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm done. There you go. Double draft. Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, man. I think we have some keepers.
I do, too.
This is
exciting.
Hey, Spadil, are you reading some of these? girls.
Yeah, the girls.
Jamie mentioned just a few minutes ago that there's a study out that a red flag warning when it comes to dudes are dudes with no kids and over 30. Okay, big red flag. Well, Spadil, red flag, man. He is a red flag dude. And so we decided, hey, maybe we should go out and find some girl out there that listens to our show that might even want her name on the radio.
Exactly.
You know, a little startup with it.
Right.
And throw that in there, too, and find him a new date.
All right, I think we found the perfect one out of all the entries. Hello, my name is A. I don't want my name on the radio, but I would like to have a date with a really good guy.
That's you, Spadil. Good guy. You're good.
That's
nice. I'm a single mom of a 10-year-old boy. Oh, you can teach him how to play ping pong, right?
Yeah, take him to ball practice and stuff.
Yeah.
And Jamie, you are a liar. I actually gave myself a 5. I consider myself, because I said most women only give themselves 7 to 9.
That's what she means by liar.
She said, I would consider myself a 5.
5? 5 is a good start.
Right? My ex-husband considered me a 7, but then after I gained so much weight after having a baby and I don't have straight teeth and I have red hair.
Okay, well, that dropped you back down to a 5. But if you hold at a 5, I think you're in the game.
Well, and we know people that can put braces on you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I mean, look at Spadil. He had to have his teeth fixed.
Exactly. I did.
So there's no way you can hold it against somebody.
No. At all. Right?
No.
Teeth are fixable. That's an easy fix.
And anybody can drop 30, 40 pounds. Well, that's possible.
I mean, look at me. Semi-glutide, my friend.
Look at Jamie. Yeah. We could get, and guess what? If you're a part of our show, we could probably get you a shot or two.
Yeah.
To drop that weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Where's the place that...
Live Well MD?
Yeah. See?
There you go. Carson will hook you up.
Yeah.
Man.
He'll take
you down there and get the needle for you.
Get just some shots.
Yeah. Spadil, what are you thinking? This one sounds good.
I really like red hair. I actually do really like red hair. But
you do?
I just don't want to date a girl with kids.
Oh, you can't be picky.
No, you can't
be picky.
You're the red flag.
Especially with your age right now. Because almost
every
all the girls,
person's going to have a kid.
Yeah. Right.
Single moms.
You're the red flag, dude, not her.
Oh, my God, how rude.
Yeah.
Here's a girl that's pretty. She's funny, right? It sounds like she's kind of funny because she's like, my husband thought I was a 7 until, you know, whatever.
Until I dropped down to a 5 again.
Exactly. And so I think she's, oh my God, you cannot rule out women with kids.
Yeah, that sets us back a lot.
I just don't think I'm like father material.
No, you're not.
Well, you're not.
you wouldn't be their dad.
You're not
or stepfather even.
You're not a stepfather.
You're just dating a woman.
Exactly.
You're getting us out of the gates here, bud.
Exactly. You're not going to date. I mean, the kid's not coming with you on the date.
Right.
Yeah.
And you don't know until you try.
Exactly. Come on, hop up on that.
Well, I mean, you went out with, what do you call that guy? Pretend boyfriend. And then when you came back from your rendezvous, you were like, man, it's not fun to date a guy with kids.
No, here's what I said.
So I feel like that's kind of the same thing.
No, it's totally different because what I said was he's older and he's a BJ. And he has...
I am?
Yeah.
I mean, he's me?
He is you, yeah.
What the hell you mean by that?
Because it's a little kid. It's a little kid. It's not, you know, it's...
I got a 7-year-old.
Yeah, like that little.
Yeah.
So...
But I'm not out there dating. But I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, big difference there, Spadil.
There's a big difference.
I don't know what it is, but there's a big difference. We're just making a point.
No, I'm saying that because I've already been there. I've already raised a child, right? And so now, you know, my kids
in
college.
And he's still in it.
Like, yeah, he's still in the game.
Spadil,
right?
We have a 5 on the hook here. We need to reel this one into the boat. Okay?
I like it. Yep.
This is a keeper.
Yep.
Or at least for now, we can throw it back.
All right.
But at least
now. She's not a fish. She's a human being.
We have one on the hook here, okay? Let's get her in the boat, and let's see if she's a keeper at the end of the day.
Okay? All right.
I mean, we got to do something here, man.
All right, how about this one? Let's see here. I'm single mom here. We'll make Schmadil buy a meal for me and take me home to my little brat. Ew.
What?
Somebody else said, hey, would you be interested in, here's one. Would you date an older woman who's about to turn 47? I'm not a cougar. I could be a puma. I just don't have, what? I just don't have the money to be a cougar, but I do have a job. What about that? What about 47?
If it's just dating, I could go for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You could.
Uh-huh. right. I feel like we have a couple here.
Yeah, we have a couple.
We got a couple of fish on the line.
We're starting to fill up the stringer.
Yeah.
All right. Keep them coming, ladies. Spadil. But really, you're not dating Spadil for Spadil. You're dating him to get your name on the radio.
Yeah, okay? And free concert tickets.
Exactly. And we'll throw in a BJ and Jamie tote bag,
right,
too.
Yeah.
Consolation.
Sweet deal.
Okay.
Right.
So, yeah, you can't miss out on this opportunity. Text us now. 303-22-ALICE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good luck, ladies.
BJ and Jamie.
And you're right. What a great song.
I do love the song, actually.
Yeah, me too.
But I was being serious.
I am too.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm serious.
Oh,
No, I haven't heard it in
it's
a while.
It's way better than Pink Pony
song.
Club. It's a good
know.
Song.
I like that Pink Pony Club. I got to tell you, Spadil.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Right?
Today is your day, buddy.
Holy crap. Yeah, there's so many girls that want to date you.
And dudes. Yeah, and dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a dude or two on here.
Yeah, there's a dude.
I mean, we haven't gotten to that level yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we won't write it off, but we'll see.
That's a possibility.
I know that he tried with a guy once before. But if he's down to try again, I would love to go on a date with him.
Woo!
We're gonna put him to the side. We're gonna put him on hold.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah,
because
we got others to choose
back
from
burner,
here.
Yeah,
we
okay.
may have to.
Yeah, and you said that it's not your thing.
No, it's not.
So,
I put myself in the situation, and then
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
My friend Mandy is a Latina with a big, huge, fat ass and no kids.
Woo! Sign me up. Let's go.
Lordy.
That's what I'm talking about.
See there? Now we're scoring.
Yeah. Hi there. I'm married, but I'll date Spadil for a tote bag.
Using him to get a tote.
Yeah, right?
Perfect.
You guys have the perfect girl. I have a single daughter. She's 26. She's very well educated. She has her own apartment and 3 cats.
Ooh. It almost sounds too good for you.
Yeah.
I don't know. That one's not going to make
Taylor
you crack
Swift
your
head. Taylor Swift has
26,
3
well educated?
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
That does sound perfect for you.
The cats are.
I mean.
She sounds cute in a way. We can't take that.
It's too high.
Too good.
Yeah, it's too much. She's out of our league.
Oh, here's somebody with a lazy eye. Oh,
now we're talking.
That's good.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, somebody said, listen, I'm a pretty girl, but I have a lazy eye.
Hey, no problem.
Right?
Oh, yeah,
it's
I
no
can
problem.
Deal with that.
Yeah, you can deal with lazy eye.
Well, you can put a patch over it.
Sure you could. Sure you could.
You don't have to look at it.
Just stare at the other eye.
Right.
Yeah, don't even stare at that one.
Although, because my son had a lazy eye for a while, it is so annoying. Oh, my God. We had to patch him up, and it was when he was really little, because you have to patch the strong one. You have to patch it up and just look at the lazy one. Holy hell. I was stop and looking over there.
And I find myself, looking at the person and going, hey, over here. Hey, I'm over here. I'm over here.
Pay attention to me.
Hey, look.
You do. It fixed itself with the patching, but Yeah. And then let's see here. Somebody says, I'm a single dad. I've been single for 10 years. I love kids. I would love to meet the chunky redhead.
Oh. Aww. Someone's trying to snake your girl
DJ
away,
and Jamie love connection, dude. Yeah.
That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah. And I don't know if chunky is the right word.
We should start an app for dating called 6 and Under. Well, I mean, like on the scale of 1 to 10.
Okay.
Maybe we need another name, but you see what I'm saying. If you're a woman and you're 6.
How about scale dating?
Scale 6 and under.
Yeah, scale dating.
We got to work on that.
Yeah. Scale sounds like a
bad. That doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
All right. It's a process. It's a process.
Today's day one.
Yeah, and don't call a woman chunky, the chunky redhead. That's what?
If it fits.
Well, what are we? We are well-rounded. No, not that. We're
robust?
No. That's spaghetti sauce. We're full-figured.
Are you full-figured?
Full-figured, yeah. Yeah.
Full-figured sounds like a lie to me, though. It's always sounded that way.
Voluptuous.
You know?
On dating apps, full-figured is usually
I do like that
a little
one.
Misleading.
What'd you say?
I said on a dating app, full-figured is usually a little misleading when they put that in the description.
They show up fat.
What, do you want them to say obese?
No.
What would you like a woman that's really big to say?
I can't think of anything.
Full figured is where's that?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Just to do that.
All right, we gotta go. The dating show is over.
Somebody said, I once dated a girl with a lazy eye. We finally broke up because we couldn't meet eye to eye a few things.
That's pretty funny. All right, you guys have a great day today. Enjoy. Sorry with this direction today. But it did,
happened.
And we had a blast, okay? So we will see you back here tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.